You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. What a show we have for you today. Tons of videos to go to. Tons of stuff to talk about. Everything from the Great Reset, climate restrictions being enacted, where they're telling you you have to have a pass to go from neighborhood, to the Fauci deposition. Major breaking news to cover on today's program. But first, we go to this video. It's the latest from Greg Reese. Fall on your sword, Mr. Fauci. A farewell to the modern Dr. Mangala. Here it is.
You are the foil, you are the fake. 40 years later, still on the take. Funny how time hasn't tarnished your name. Maybe you're finally out of the game. You are the shyster, you are the shill, running your racket on Capitol Hill. You are the sentinel, you are the science of an immense and unholy alliance. You are the hero in your own book. You could be Nero, you could be Hook, you could be someone, but not anymore. Now you're the world's biggest industry whore. So fall on your sword, Mr. Fauci. Dare say you won't be missed. Another ruthless thug will surely take your place, but at least we'll never have to see your smug and smiling face again and again, Mr. Fauci. Dishonor, dissemble, and twist. History will airbrush your sordid lies, but deep inside I think you know it's time. We are the workers, we are the bees, cross-pollinating, spreading disease, dreaming our dreams in a terrible mess. You are the doctor, you think you know best. We are the people, the petulant masses. You fill us with pills, you spray us with gases, inject us with fear in a media blitz, scaring and selling us out of our wits, selling us out to a ravenous power while Kissinger laughs in his ivory tower. A killer, a thief, and a consummate liar. I'm here to set those lace panties on a fire. So fall on your sword, Dr. Fauci. Grace. So why is it we're forced to see a smarmy face again and again, Dr. Fauci? You've artfully dodged your doom. The knots that you have woven will take decades to untie. The who and how and where of it, the what and when and why. I'd ask you how you sleep, but it would only make me cry. You've put your greedy fingers into every fucking pie. Haven't you had enough, my friend? It's time to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Your sword, Mr. Fauci, by Jude Roberts. JudeRoberts.com/Fauci. J-U-D-E Roberts. That was excellent. That was extremely excellent. So the song by Jude Roberts. The video, of course, by Greg Reese. Greg Reese on band.video. Share that link, ladies and gentlemen, as we bid a not so fond farewell to the murderous little elf, Anthony Fauci.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The American Journal. What a show we have for you today. We got a lot of videos to get to, some very big and important stories, and some stories of indeterminate importance. I guess we'll all have to judge. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show as well. Talking about everything from the Great Reset tactics currently assaulting Europe in the most egregious ways. And some videos from Kanye West's newest interview. He and Nick Fuentes went on the Gavin McGinnis show. It's behind a paywall, unfortunately, but we've grabbed plenty of clips from it. Paywalls. Who has paywalls? Not InfoWars. That's true. Our information is free. For everyone. Isn't that a better system? Well, it's only possible because you go to InfoWarsStore.com, but we won't get into that right now. Instead, we'll start today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Tuesday, the 6th of December, 2022. Kanye to Proud Boys founder, Jewish people forgive Hitler. Kanye West said the rules of the country will be based on the Bible in an interview with Gavin McGinnis and Nick Fuentes less than a week after Kanye West praised Adolf Hitler in an interview with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. West, flanked by white supremacist Nick Fuentes. That's his name now, by the way. It's kind of like how Muslim people say peace be upon him whenever they say Muhammad. Every time you say Nick Fuentes, you have to say white supremacist, white nationalist, anti-Semite, one of those words. Shorten it like the Muslims do. PB, what is it? PBUH, peace be upon him. WS Nick Fuentes sat down with Proud Boys founder Gavin McGinnis to demand the Jewish people forgive Hitler. Demand. He's demanding that they forgive Hitler. It's a suggestion. I would say it's more of a suggestion. The 45-minute episode titled Saving Ye on the alt-right video platform Censored.tv opens with McGinnis at an airport spouting off his desire to prevent Ye West from becoming an anti-Semite or a Nazi and to talk him off the ledge. In the same breath, McGinnis voices his hopes to show West that our problem is liberal elites of all races and then proceeds to name two black leaders, Kamala Harris and Barack Obama, as a, quote, major problem. Well, I don't think Kamala Harris is black, actually. I don't know where they got that from. I think she's Indian and Jamaican or something. It doesn't matter. We're going to show you clips from this. We're going to get into it. We're going to see what he has to say. Interestingly, after the first Ye interview with Alex Jones, I had taken to my notepad app and taken one single note, and it was, is forgiveness a Jewish value? Is that a Jewish virtue? Is that something celebrated in the Jewish faith? I honestly don't know. So maybe a caller will call in and tell me about that. But we'll get into, you know, the spiritual conflict, I guess you could put, between, you know, two religions that, and this might be breaking news to everybody, aren't the same religion. It's kind of interesting how that happens. How you have two religions with different values. What? Yeah, that's what they're there for. Meanwhile, Musk's Neuralink faces federal inquiry after killing 1,500 animals in testing. Dear Lord, you're next, folks. Brain implant company accused of causing needless suffering and death amid pressure from CEO. Elon Musk's Neuralink, a medical device company, is under federal investigation for potential animal welfare violations amid internal staff complaints that its animal testing is being rushed, causing needless suffering and death, according to documents reviewed by Reuters and sources similar with the investigation and company operations. Neuralink Corp. is developing a brain implant it hopes will help paralyzed people to walk again and cure other neurological ailments. Yeah, amongst other things. Amongst other things it plans to do. Yeah, no, it likes to highlight the nice, wonderful sounding things. But there's a whole host of other things that you can get up to with it as well, aren't there? The federal investigation, which has not been previously reported, was opened in recent months by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Inspector General at the request of a federal prosecutor, according to two sources with knowledge of the investigation. The inquiry, one of the sources said, focused on violations of the Animal Welfare Act, which governs how researchers treat and test some animals. Now, obviously, we've covered this story. We've talked about the way that monkeys being tested Neuralink on them are being mistreated. You know, this is the type of world we live in when, like, even when the government is doing something ostensibly good, you know it's not for a good reason. You know it's not because they actually care about animals. It's because, I don't know. Does anybody else fall for this? It's like Twitter's under an investigation. And also they're going to go ahead and place Tesla under investigation. They'll place Elon Musk under personal investigation. Oh, and by the way, they're opening up an animal abuse investigation into Neuralink. It's like, okay, is this about investigating to get to the bottom of some sort of crime? Or is this you using your power to try to destroy or at least throw roadblocks in the way of your political enemy? If we're going to charge people for animal abuse, maybe Dr. Fauci should be on the top of that list. But that's not the way the world works anymore. If you're a part of the club, you can tie beagles down, put their face in a cage that's swarming with gnats, and just sit back and observe as the dog's face is eaten right in front of you, alive, while they struggle, incapable of defending themselves from the flesh-eating gnats. And you're fine, and nothing will happen, and they don't punish you or even ask questions into it. But do something similar, perhaps not even as bad, and they'll come down on you like a ton of bricks because you're, you know, against them politically. It's pretty amazing how that works. This is how virtue dies, folks. This is how you even, like, you can't even let the government do good things because they're only going to do those things if it benefits them politically. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is in session. They're hearing arguments on a far-reaching elections case. It is a case with, quote, profound consequences for American democracy, says J. Michael Luttig, a former federal appeals court judge, long a hero to conservatives. Chief Justice Nathan L. Hecht of the Texas Supreme Court, a Republican, said it's the biggest federalism issue in a long time, maybe ever. On Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in Moore versus Harper, a dispute between voting rights advocates and the North Carolina General Assembly, which is controlled by Republicans, that could dramatically increase the power that state legislators have over voting issues. And we'll get more into that a little bit later. A couple big Supreme Court cases going on right now that we'll let you know about. Meanwhile, more than 400 Texas Methodist churches vote to leave the denomination. More than 400 Texas churches voted this weekend to cut ties with the United Methodist Church after decades of disagreements over issues like same-sex marriage. Members of the Northwest Texas Conference, the United Methodist Church, gathered Saturday for a special session where 145 congregations agreed to leave or disaffiliate from the wider denomination. This includes churches stretching from West Texas to the Panhandle. The same day, the Texas Annual Conference met at a church in Houston and ultimately resulted in 294 of its 598 member churches across East Texas deciding to officially leave as well. It's believed many of these churches will join the more conservative breakaway denomination, the Global Methodist Church. These breaks hardly surprised Texas religious scholars who largely anticipated such moves to happen. In recent years, the divisions formed on defying or abiding by UMC's ban on same-sex marriages and ordaining openly LGBTQ clergy. The denomination has repeatedly upheld these bans at the Legislative General Conferences, but some U.S. churches and clergy have decided to go against them. See, sometimes religion and the Christian faith is, an unmovable, unchanging revelation by God predicated on the entire history of the Jewish prophets leading up to and culminating in Jesus Christ. But other times it's however the wind blows. Other times it's whatever the Disney Channel tells them is the right thing to do. So it gets confusing, and now they're splitting. Finally, we have this story, which we will be spending a lot of time on today. Traffic filters will divide city into six 15-minute neighborhoods, agrees highway counselor. What could that mean? It means that roadblocks will stop most motorists from driving through the Oxford city center, and these roadblocks will divide the city into six 15-minute neighborhoods, a county council travel chief has said, and he insisted the controversial plan will go ahead, whether people liked it or not. Yeah, this is the democracy the Great Reset is helping us save. Duncan Enright, Oxford County County Council's cabinet member for travel and development strategy, explained the authority's traffic filter proposals in an interview in the Sunday Times. He said the filters would turn Oxford into a 15-minute city with local services within a small walking radius, saying it's about making sure you have the community center, which has all the essential needs, bottle of milk, pharmacy, GP, schools, all that you need to have in a 15-minute neighborhood. What it really means is that you're going to have to get a permit to go 15 minutes away from your house. It means you're being confined in a 15-minute radius, and you have to get permission from the government to leave.
December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners should really ask for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com. Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history, and thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com, or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com. Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, welcome back. This is The American Journal. I am your host, Harrison Smith. Thanks so much for being here with us today. I have, well, no less than a dozen clips from Kanye West's interview with Gavin McGinnis yesterday. He and Nick Fuentes went on Gavin McGinnis's show. Sort of clarify some of what he went over on the Alex Jones show. I always think when we do these shows, I think we got 3 hours. We have plenty of time. I'll spend a little bit of time on the pop culture stuff. Then we'll get to what really matters. And then I end up spending like 2 hours and all of the phone calls on the pop culture. So I'm not going to do that today. We're going to start with what's actually important today. We're going to talk about what's going on in the UK and how it ties into, you know, everything else that we're seeing happen in terms of the Great Reset. Because boy, is it on. It's on like you've never seen it before. Traffic filters, this is from OxfordMail.co.uk. Traffic filters will divide the city into 6 15-minute neighborhoods, agrees highways counselor. They say that roadblocks will stop most motorists from driving through Oxford City Center and will divide the city into 6 15-minute neighborhoods, a county council travel chief has said. Of course, they frame it in the most beneficial and loving way possible, explaining that it's about making sure you have your community center, which has all of those essential needs, the bottle of milk, pharmacy, GP, schools, which you need to have a 15-minute neighborhood. It's about making things more walkable and loving, right? Of course not. The real purpose of this ghettoization, this open-air concentration camp that's now being imposed on Oxford, is down a little bit farther along the article, where they say people can drive freely around their own neighborhoods and can apply for a permit to drive through the filters and into other neighborhoods for up to 100 days per year. This equates to an average of 2 days per week. Again, they're like, we're going to make things more walkable and livable. It's about having a city center where you can find all of your basic necessities, your bottle of milk, your GP, your city center, your education. It's all about making a little neighborhoods, wonderful little neighborhoods. And if you try to leave, you have to apply to the government for a permit. I mean, it's a digital Berlin Wall every 15 minutes. You have to get permission to leave. This is horrifying. And it just goes hand in hand with so many other restrictions being imposed on not just people of the UK, but the people of Europe and Australia and New Zealand and a number of other countries. In the name of climate change, I guess, is that what they're predicating this on? Is that why they're saying they're doing this? Is that the excuse they're using?
Brilliant. This is a brilliant idea. Okay. I just got it right as you said that. Digital Berlin Wall. If you build a wall, people are going to want to jump over it or climb under it, or they want to get past the wall. It's the line in the sand.
You make a line.
People won't want to wait in it.
That's what it is.
It's that minor inconvenience.
People from the UK love standing in lines, though. If there's one thing I know about them, this is really a gift to them. It's another line they get to stand in. And it's one of their favorite pastimes. Waiting to get permission to do something.
Well, in that case, they just got a citywide upgrade.
No, it's a very good point. Of course, you know, the big difference that people don't get, because I made the joke, you're not for building the wall now. There's a little bit of a difference between a wall made to keep you in and a wall made to keep other people out, right? A little bit different, whether you have a cage or a home. It's a little bit different, one versus the other. Paul Judge Watson has done a video on this. We'll go to this now and then talk about how this ties into all the other stuff that they're imposing on the UK and around Europe on at the behest of or with the excuse of climate change, the Great Reset, rebuilding the world in a way that comports to their tyrannical and inhuman worldview. Let's go now to Paul Joseph Watson. Here's his latest. They're actually doing it.
Remember when the media said that climate lockdowns were just a baseless conspiracy theory, and then India went ahead and imposed them anyway? Well, now de facto climate lockdowns for a major UK city have just been announced. Yep. They're actually doing it. The Daily Skeptic reports, Oxford County Council is going to trial a scheme whereby the residents of the city are divided into 7 zones, with movement by car between the zones restricted to 100 trips per year. The plan is to use automatic license plate recognition cameras to enforce the de facto climate lockdowns. Electronic gates on key roads in and out of the city will confine people to their own area if they go over their travel rationing limit. Residents will only be allowed to leave their area 100 times. Times a year. That's the equivalent of just 2 days a week. And I'm sure that limit will be reduced even further after this scheme is implemented. They'll need special permission from the council, which will decide whether the journeys are necessary. Everyone will have to register their car with the local authority so it can be tracked and traced by smart cameras. Imagine if your job requires that you have to drive from your home to a nearby town or city every day of the week, or even just 3 times a week. Government says no. That's a de facto climate lockdown. And don't think you can beat the system if you're a 2-car household. Those 2 cars will be counted as 1, meaning you'll have to divide up the journeys between yourselves. 2 cars, 50 journeys each. 3 cars, 33 journeys each, and so on. The Lefty Council actually announced this 15-minute neighbourhoods policy last year when they were elected. But only now are we discovering the true scale of this draconian population control measure. Communist-style internal borders, internal passports, all in the name of saving the planet. Of course. They want it all in place by 2024, but the trials are already set to start soon. The Oxford Mail reports that local authorities have insisted the controversial plan would go ahead, whether people liked it or not. You'll be allowed to drive far less and you'll be happy. Meanwhile, you remember those hottest day ever temperatures recorded on airport tarmacs back in July? Turns out the Met Office is now stonewalling questions about their dubious measurements. Measurements that saw high temperatures recorded while typhoon jets were roaming the runway, but then dropped by over 0.5 degrees Celsius within a minute. Just outright making up crap and lying to the public on a regular basis to justify all this. I mean, yeah, why would they let that stop them? After all, it's for the greater good.
Pretty incredible. They are just doing it. That's what I've been saying for a while. They're not asking permission anymore. They're not even making excuses. They're just doing it. They're just imposing these things. It is as ridiculous as Paul just explained there. But let's, in the meantime, combine that with some of the other stuff happening in the UK right now. Mandatory speed limiters on all UK cars from 2022. All new vehicles sold in Europe, including the UK, will be fitted with a mandatory speed limiter from 2022 to keep cars within the UK speed limits and boost road safety. Yes, we really want to boost road safety. Sorry, your freedom is just collateral damage in this. Pretty incredible. Of course, that means you're giving remote control over to your car to some sort of centralized computer bank. A lot of other uses you could do with that. Of course, we go to newswars.com to find this story from October of this year. Australian bank begins linking customer transactions to carbon footprint. Green social credit score scheme accelerates. At the same time that you have this, the end of ATMs in Australia, thousands of cash machines are removed across the country as banks go digital. So in case you were confused as to what exactly the Great Reset is, this is it. It is a digital worldwide prison where you will be kept within a 15-minute bounds. You also have, I'm going to get to the other stuff because my computer's kind of messing up here, but MPS Westminster will be using live facial technology at key locations in Westminster on Thursday, blah, blah, blah. This technology is used to help with finders people who have outstanding warrants. And in fact, they're starting facial recognition as early as elementary school canteens. So facial recognition, speed limiters, just a giant digital flaming eye watching you at all times and giving you permission to do absolutely anything.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today. December 2022 is here. And we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com. Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We can spend the whole show just on this one story, especially in connection to all of the other stuff going on in tandem with this new plan. As Sophie Corcoran says, Oxford's county council yesterday approved plans to lock residents into one of six zones to save the planet from global warming. Under the new scheme, if residents want to leave their zone, they will need permission from the council, who gets to decide who is worthy of freedom. I mean, dear God, they're calling them traffic filters. dividing them into 15-minute neighborhoods. So just with everything else being rolled out these days, people that are being born right now, people that are little kids right now, will grow up in a world where they, first of all, are on facial recognition surveillance from essentially the moment they go outside, if it hasn't even made its way inside yet. But you're basically from the age of 5 when you go to public school, as mandated, you will be on facial recognition cam. It'll get you used to it. It'll also get you used to paying that way. That's what's been rolled out in Scotland and elsewhere in the UK. Facial recognition payment plans for school meals, as well as facial recognition surveillance, constantly surveilling you all the time. You live in a world completely saturated in video surveillance, cameras absolutely everywhere in public, watching you continuously. Cash will be a thing of the past. No purchases will ever be anonymous anymore. They'll be directly related to your biometric signature. In other words, your facial recognition, fingerprint, something of the like. You'll be indelibly tied to your bank account, which is an actual bank account. It's a digital bank account that will be tied to your social credit score. That'll be predicated on your carbon allowance. So your carbon output will be tracked. Your every purchase will be tracked. Your person will be continually tracked through facial recognition, which isn't, of course, facial recognition. It's a number of other things, including technology at this point so sophisticated that they can read your heartbeat from a distance and track you that way, which is pretty incredible to imagine. But whether it's the way that you walk, the way that you shrug your shoulders or shake your head, all of these things will be calculated, documented, stored in databases, and then referenced by an algorithm who's tracking you continuously. If you want to drive somewhere, your car will, for now, it's still under your power, but it won't be allowed to go above the speed limit. You'll have limiters in your car that dictate what you can do and when you can do it. That, of course, is all tied into the facial recognition, central bank digital currency, carbon social credit score. And if you want to leave your 15-minute neighborhood, not even your city, not your state, not your country, country's borders are wide open. Country's borders are as porous as Swiss cheese. If some, you know, Eritrean war criminal wants to cross your border, he won't just be allowed to do so. He'll be actually ferried across by your government and then placed in some sort of 4-star hotel, being served hand and foot while he, you know, makes himself at home in your country. But you won't be able to leave your neighborhood. You won't be able to walk down the street. You won't be able to go to the soccer pitch down the road. The football pitch. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. At the same time, you, of course, have the Dutch government forcibly confiscating land from its farmers, 3,000 farms being wholesale confiscated by the Dutch government. It's also happening in Germany. Germany orders farmers to slash fertilizer after Dutch government shuts down 3,000 farms to comply with global warming goals. Global warming goals. Just open tyranny, just open Great Reset, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab inspired restrictions on life. No purpose behind this. It's not going to save the planet from anything. It is, as the Gateway Pundit notes, organized famine. But all of this can really be summed up in this statement from the Oxford County Councilman, who says it's going to happen whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not. This is the democracy that the Great Reset is ostensibly trying to save. That great democracy that is at risk in Ukraine, which is why you need to starve and die for the sake of Ukraine to preserve this sacred democracy where the governments of nations work at the behest of globalist, unaligned, unelected bureaucrats and attacks, destroys, defames, liquidates its own people at the behest of this unelected cabal. And if you don't like it, what are you going to do? Protest? They'll treat you with the same severity that the Chinese treat their prison victims, their prisoners. But it won't be reported on Western media because they're all in lockstep as they roll out this ultimate plan. We know because the Dutch for months have been rising up in rejection of this. Oh yeah, and that, don't even get me into the COVID blue and green passes or red and green passes like they have in China. I mean, they are literally erecting a prison planet. They're erecting an electronic concentration camp worldwide. You'll be locked into your little sector. You'll be surveilled constantly. You won't be able to do anything without permission from a centralized authority who openly despises you. And they're just doing it. They're just setting these blocks into place, building the prison around us. And nobody's doing anything about it because nobody can see the full picture. That's the thing about this. When you break it down into little pieces, you can make excuses for each little piece. You can go, no, it's fine. No, we're just going to have little roadblocks, but it'll be totally convenient. You'll be able to go through it any time. And if you can, you know, convince people of this one little thing, then, you know, you can check that off. That's another, you know, domino in place. And then you move on to the next one. But when you understand the totality of what's going on, when you take a look at everything that's happening in all these different sectors and understand this isn't one little thing about Oxfordshire that's taking place that they're trying to do and it's pretty unique and it's about walkable city, they're saving the earth. If you can understand that it's not just about that, it's about all of the other things taking place all at exactly the same time and that they're all building a very recognizable structure, which is a prison, it's pretty obvious what's going on here. So they're like, why are you so mad about this one block? This one block doesn't matter. This one block, that's not going to hurt anybody. You have that one block on top of another block on top of another block building a gate that's locked to keep you in. I mean, it's not that complicated. It's that dispersed, it's that, you know, decentralized as they make this move on all fronts across the entire world at the same time under the same coordinated activity, coordinated by the ultra elites who are at this point advertising and telling us what they're doing. It's up, just up to you to listen. We can take a look at clip number 6 here. This is what happens when you know, protest in this freedom-loving, democracy-centered Western Europe civilization that we have now. Let's go ahead and roll it. You can just roll it as B-roll since they're speaking Dutch over it. Netherlands police are using heavy machinery to tip over tractors with farmers inside of them. Oh, you want to peacefully protest your government? You want to drive your tractor in the city? Well, prepared to be nearly or, you know, maybe just actively run over by a tank. And they're dragged off by plainclothes policemen to be interrogated for your domestic terrorism activities.
Yeah, he just got banned.
Yeah. Now to go away and disappear.
Now he's been bushed.
Yes, he will be re-educated to learn how beneficial it is for him and his family to die, for them to be liquidated in the farm that's been in the family for several centuries, to be turned over to foreigners so they can live there and build a multinational corporation.
Apartment complex.
Yes, we must have a very high density apartment complex where there used to be pretty field of flowers.
Multifamily structure.
Yes, we're saving the world from you and your family.
Make a pod farm.
Feeding everyone. We will replace you with a cockroach farm and a domicile for thousands of foreigners to come and live for free off of the things that you would go be doing in the slave camp. So good job. We are rescuing you from yourself. Just make sure not to leave your city center. It's 15 minutes. That's too far. You cannot go 15 minutes. In fact, it's a 15-minute radius, so you get a full 30 minutes to drive around. But beyond that, we will require your permit, please. Please show us your travel permit to go to the grocery store in the next neighborhood over. You're doing this for freedom. It's your freedom to give us your passport. It's your freedom to be on surveillance all the time without all of this... Without all of this tyranny, how will we ever get freedom back? It's very confusing.
I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more, and keep us on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American Coffee Blend has sold out. BioTrue Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Supermel Vitality, and so much more. So you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with, get a great deal, and keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes. Infowars.com/crypto.
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Objection.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
People care about the First Amendment.
And in the cryptocurrency page, people can give to you in Bitcoin.
Yes.
Yes.
Ethereum, right?
Yes.
As well as XRP, Monero, Litecoin, USD Coin, Dogecoin, and Stellar.
This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Thanks to your donations and your support at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars is able to broadcast free worldwide, combating the lies of the Great Reset.
Give crypto. Fund InfoWars.
Donate now. InfoWars.com/crypto.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Still have so much to talk about in today's program. Everything from COVID-19, the Fauci deposition, more shocking stats as to sudden deaths, unexplained deaths, even in young people after having taken the shot. A couple headlines for you here. We'll talk about COVID. We'll talk about the DOJ and the FBI. We'll talk about the war in Ukraine and just what a horrific mess that is turning out to be, as the Americans, in cooperation with the Ukrainians, bomb targets inside Russia. Just really itching to get us into that third world war, which would really just accelerate all of their plans to such a maximum degree. I mean, I think they understand. I think they get that the claims of global warming, which it's so funny they still use that term. They were supposed to move away from that term. That's not supposed to be the term anymore, because it's obviously not what's happening. The Antarctic just recorded its coldest winter in like 100 years. Coldest fall, whatever. Just the coldest temperatures in a very, very long time. So they changed it to climate change. I remember I've told the story before, but I just so distinctly remember this, overhearing a conversation in a restaurant in San Antonio of these people saying, yeah, they don't call it global warming anymore because Trump supporters are too stupid to know how global warming could cause temperatures to go down. They're so stupid that global warming confused them, because you say global warming and then the temperatures get colder, and I guess that confuses people who are stupid, obviously. Here you go. Antarctica's last 6 months were the coldest on record. So it's not global warming. But so it's so funny that, like, in official things where they're actually making laws based on these assumptions, they still say global warming. That's not supposed to be the phraseology anymore. It's supposed to be climate change, which is also a little bit troublesome because the climate changes all the time. Has anybody ever heard of the ice ages? There's a reason they can't teach real history in the schools, because it exposes the lie of what they're discussing right now.
Graham Hancock knows about those ice ages.
Graham Hancock knows all about the ice ages. Everybody who studies history knows all about the ice ages. Every history book published before like 1970 would talk extensively, or even up till like the 90s. You would hear all of this talk about the way climate changed incredibly rapidly over a very short period of time with no human intervention whatsoever. They like can't talk about that in any level of truthfulness without revealing that this has happened periodically, that the climate of the earth is constantly in flux, goes through huge swings at some point with forces of such incredible, unimaginable magnitude that the idea that humans could affect it at all is laughable, let alone be the primary driving force behind climate change. It's absurd on its face. Since humanity came to be, there have been three ice ages that have wrecked our population at different times. Even since civilization began, following the traditional non-Grand Hancock timeline of just like Egyptian, you know, civilization and Sumeria and Mesopotamia and all this sort of stuff. Even following that, there have been ice ages in like recorded history that wiped out huge populations of human beings to the north and forced, you know, ecological changes. I mean, it's, so the point of all of this is that, you know, all of these excuses that they're using are very flimsy. All of the claims of global warming, even though they don't call it that anymore, or climate change, even though that's a vague, nonsensical term. Like, they lump that in with nitrogen in the soil or plastics in the water. These are completely different topics, one of which is real, one of which is a fabrication that's been chosen as the excuse to deprive you of your liberty, your freedom, your ability to exist as a human being. Your existence itself is a threat to the globe, apparently. They're writing glowing articles in the New York Times about people who don't just think that there should be less human beings. Like, this is the crazy thing. The moderate view now is the Bill Gates view. The moderate view at this point is the Georgia Guidestones, saying we should eliminate 90% of life on Earth, right? We should just cut it down by 9 out of 10 people should be gone, shouldn't be allowed to exist. That's a moderate view, because now they're championing people who say no human being should exist at all. Just return to the animals. Funny, because that was always the impression I got when reading the gospel. Jesus would always sort of end his parables saying, you know, if you don't live up to the word of God, we'll be, what's the phrase he uses? The gnashing of teeth, wailing and gnashing of teeth. This is always the image of just like hell, the wailing and gnashing of teeth, right? Just anxiety and misery. But to me, that's the description of the world before humans. You have nothing but the wailing and gnashing of teeth. Animals live, they eat, they die, they fornicate, they die, they live, they eat, they fornicate, they die, they live, they eat, they try not to get eaten, they fornicate, they die. It's just an endless cycle of nothingness. Humanity's the people that actually give meaning to existence, that actually have the capability to conceptualize the infinite and, you know, make us something more than animals. So to me, it's almost like, you know, you can have hell on earth. It's just no humans. It's just an endless cycle of devouring. And that's sort of what they're leading us towards. That's their heaven, apparently. That's what they want. That's what they desire. It's now the moderate view to think that there should be probably a few humans around because we like humans. Now the far end of that spectrum is no humans at all, total death, wailing and gnashing of teeth. So all this is to say, yeah, voluntary human extinction. May we live long and die out. And of course, this combines with the story we've been covering about the euthanasia in Canada celebrating death. Basically, if you can't be controlled, they want you dead. And even if you can be controlled, it's simply to make sure that you don't, you know, try to perpetuate life in any, you know, they don't want to give an unfair advantage to life. It's the craziest thing ever. I guess it has to do with like the scientific view of humanity. This idea you always hear of just like, we're just a speck. We're just a single speck in this massive universe, millions of planets. Like, who are we? It's like, well, we're the jewel. We're the diamond. We're the totally unique. Like, what if you had an infinite beach of pebbles? Yeah. If 99.999999% of pebbles are just lifeless rocks, but one of those is this teeming engine of life, it's an important thing. It's actually more important than all of the other rocks combined. It's not just one rock amongst any. It's the most important rock of all time. I mean, take a look at the known universe. Just take a look at the solar system, the nine planets that are just dead, barren, boring. You know, they always say things like, they're like, well, but the other planets are so much more magnificent than Earth. Mount Olympian or whatever it's called in Mars, four times the height of Everest. It's like, yeah, but does it have any trees? Is it snow-capped in the winter? Right? Is it home to any snow leopards by any chance? Or is it just a giant pile of dirt? Is it just the same dirt all over the planet everywhere? Like you go, I mean, I can put a cinder block on the ground here in Texas. If I pick it up a week later, it's going to have more life than the rest of the universe combined living underneath it. There's going to be a cockroach. There's going to be a spider building its nest. There's going to be ants building tunnels through it. I mean, there's going to be worms. It's not the most pleasant life, but it certainly is life. And it's just like, that's just one square foot on Earth. And we have, you know, so it's this idea that just like, oh, what is Earth? Earth's just another planet. There's billions of planets. It's the only planet with the exact right conditions for life, but not just that it has conditions for life. It's that this is a flash in the pan. It's that a billion years ago, there were no conditions for life, and a couple million years hence, there will be no conditions for life. This is a temporal irregularity that has allowed life to exist. And it's a beautiful, gorgeous thing. And these people just despise it. They literally just despise it. They wish we were all like all of those other planets, just barren wastelands, the same landscape everywhere you look as far as the eye can see. There aren't canyons. There aren't caves. There aren't diamonds. They're like, oh, but it rains diamonds on Venus. Oh, what, you mean it's a constant maelstrom of death everywhere? Oh my God, that's amazing. That's so amazing and beautiful. There's nothing amazing and beautiful about any of the other planets. It's all about planet Earth, and that's the planet they're trying to destroy while claiming they're trying to save it. They're trying to save this planet by killing all of the things that make it worthwhile and lovely and livable. So all this is to say that their claims of climate change, global warming, so absurd, so ridiculous that it can't last that much longer. People aren't going to be kept in their homes on the basis of you breathe carbon, so you have to stay inside. People are not that brainwashed. Oh, but you get a world war going. Ooh, you get global conflict. You get terrorist bombings in major cities. You get ethnic conflict breaking out in the streets. You get nuclear weapons dropping. Well, now you have a license to do anything. Now you have a blank slate. You can write whatever tyrannical rules you want on it. You can justify anything when you have a world war, especially if that world war breaks down into intra-country conflicts between populations within a single country. That's the real excuse they'll use to bring about your enslavement. All of this other stuff is just preliminary, setting the stage.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today. December 2022 is here. and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this forbidden broadcast. This resistance movement to the world prison that is being erected around us as we speak. Everything from centralized digital coins replacing physical money to constant unrelenting surveillance of the every moment of your existence, having to ask permission from a centralized authority to merely travel 15 minutes from your home. I mean, these are the things that aren't speculation. They aren't a wild-eyed Alex Jones rant from 20 years ago. I mean, they are that too, because he knew this was coming and predicted all of this. So, you know, there is that little kink in the mix, but it's happening. And if you want to take a look at, you know, what this looks like in practice, you can turn to China, and it's no big surprise that the people running this operation, the World Economic Forum, themselves are enamored and indeed in some ways in love with China and the power that they exert over their people. Just remember, every time you hear somebody making some argument for democracy or saying that we have to pay trillions of dollars to foreign countries as penance for the climate change and the pollution that we're causing, all of these very same people are at this moment pouring money, investment, time, and glory onto China, who doesn't even pay lip service to democracy. They despise democracy. You can be arrested in China for celebrating democracy. And they themselves are one singular country that produces as much pollution as the rest of the world combined. So you can just ignore these claims. All these people making these claims, predicated on all these wonderful ideas like democracy and saving the earth, they are shameless hypocrites that only want power. Just see through their lies, open up your eyes, just cut to the truth of the matter, and listen to their own words. Here's Klaus Schwab salivating, filleting the Chinese tyrants and their population of citizen prisoners. Let's watch.
Official launch in China of shaping the fourth industrial revolution.
Thanks also to the leadership of China in terms of fighting the pandemic, in terms of reinvigorating its economy. We have now a window of opportunity to create this global reset which we all need. But the Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model for quite a number of countries. The World Economic Forum has been associated with China since the beginning of its reform and opening up policy. I came to China the first time, and we had our first event in 1979. So we are celebrating 40 years of cooperation. I have witnessed the great ascension of China
It has become the number two, and soon it will be the number one economic power in the world. It's just mind-boggling what has been achieved in the last 40 years. And I'm sure, particularly with its focus on the fourth industrial revolution, China will continue. Now, if I look back 3 years ago, many of the technologies which I described at that time were still considered science fiction. And today, they have become a commonplace. We have to go one step further. We have to have a strategic mood. We have to construct the world of tomorrow. It's a systemic transformation of the world. So we have to define how the world should look like, which we want to come out of this transformation period. I respect China's achievements, which are tremendous over the last over 40 years. I think it's a role model for many countries.
Give me liberty or give me death at Unwokable Pod. World Economic Forum Klaus Schwab declares on Chinese state TV, China is the model for all nations. I can't even do his accent in a way that is appropriately worm-like or ogre-like.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird. And it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, second hour of American Journal has begun. I'll go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal, 1-877-789-2539. I'm still delaying getting into Kanye West on the Gavin McGinnis program yesterday. I want to push that back as far as possible because I know it's going to be a long, complicated conversation, I guess you might say. The good news is, or bad news, depending on how you look at it, we have a lot of other stuff to cover in the meantime. Let's take a look at how the old war is going, shall we? You know, the all-important war to keep Volodymyr Zelensky in power. It's almost impossible to get accurate information about what's going on. I didn't really get into it last week, but there was a statement from von der Leyen, the president of the EU, where she made a claim that like 100,000 Ukrainian officers have died in this war. And then that statement was immediately taken down, re-uploaded. The speech was re-uploaded, but with that particular part taken out of the speech, despite the fact that nobody is contending that that isn't an accurate read. They didn't come out and say, oh, we said the number that turned out to not be. They just quietly removed it. So I think the takeaway here is that the Ukrainian war effort has been just incredibly deadly. Just at least tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Ukrainians dying for what appears to be nothing. Appears to be nothing. And then you have, I should have grabbed all this stuff from last week. Last week was a bunch of strange things with the Ukrainian war. You had the president's wife saying Ukrainians are willing to go years without power to defeat the Russians. It's like, and you're saying this on a video camera, live, a live connection. So you have electricity. So you're good. You're good. The presidential palace will have electricity. The authorities will have electricity. The people at the top, they'll have electricity. And those people who have electricity are dictating to the rest of Ukrainians, you will be okay with freezing for 2 or 3 years to defeat our political enemies. Like, let them eat cake, but at least they got to eat cake in that situation. So let them eat cake, except instead of eating cake, you're freezing to death. So interesting tactic taking there. And then you have Zelensky coming out and saying the only negotiations for peace that will take place, Crimea has to be returned to Ukraine, which they lost years and years and years ago. So it's just setting completely irresponsible goals that can never be reached. And then, in between making these statements about the suffering of your own people, you do a quick pose for a Vogue photo shoot. And the idea that Sean Penn went over there and gave Zelensky an Oscar. I mean, it's like the most beautiful thing ever. It's like we're living through some sort of bad reality show. This actor playing the part of a president. It's just amazing. But the actual numbers here, and this is the latest. Javelin Stinger stockpiles running low, according to the Raytheon CEO. Raytheon CEO stresses the company's arsenal of Javelins and Stingers are running low due to the massive aid being sent to Ukraine. Javelin anti-tank and Stinger anti-tank missiles are depleting at an alarming rate, with the arsenals being voided of weapons that took years to produce within just months. Raytheon Technologies CEO Greg Hayes said Monday, citing the United States' flow of aid into Ukraine as being the reason. The United States has been sending Javelins and Stingers into Kiev in the thousands, and they have been acclaimed as one of the reasons why Ukraine has been able to hold ground as well as it has over the course of the war. Raytheon, in partnership with Lockheed Martin, is producing around 400 Javelins per month, the CEO revealed, noting that the stream of weapons into Ukraine has been driving eating through the company's – okay, it's kind of a – weird way to phrase this, through the two companies' stockpile of shoulder-mounted weapons. Meanwhile, the United States has sent 5,500 Javelins and 1,400 Stingers to Ukraine as of May, with the number definitely being a lot higher due to several aid packages approved since then. The problem is we have consumed so much supply in the first 10 months of the war, the arms manufacturer conglomerate CEO said, stressing the stream of arms use up to 5 years' worth of Javelin production and 13 years' worth of Stinger production, wondering who is going to replenish the depleted stockpiles. Well, obviously the American taxpayers. Obviously, the American people who have no dog in this fight have nothing to gain from Ukraine whatsoever. Obviously, we will be paying the price, as we already are, as we've paid for this in the first place. But that's the headline right there. They've consumed 13 years worth of Stinger production and 5 years worth of Javelin production in just the first few months of this war. So, a war that will continue on for a very long time.
Buy Raytheon stock.
Yeah, buy rate. Yeah, yeah.
It's actually up today.
Yeah, buy rate. Oh, is it up today? Oh, yeah.
You know it.
It's wonderful. That's the only thing we manufacture anymore. It's the only thing we create. It's the only thing we sell to other countries. Just flaming liquid death. We can't make cars anymore. It's too expensive. You can't make anything else. The only things that we actually keep in this country, we keep because of national security reasons. But national security sort of goes out the window when we give all of our weaponry over to somebody else who either uses it against Russians and completely fails to actually make any gains, or, as has been reported recently, they get sold to North African terrorist networks. I actually saw a fact check. Let me see if it's still up on Google News, because they it's one of these hilarious fact checks where they're like, it's unconfirmed. They rated this claim as unconfirmed. I don't know if it's still up here. Unsubstantiated. Buhari claims that Ukraine war feeds arms to West Africa. Muhammadu Hari, the president of Nigeria, has said weapons being used for the war in Ukraine and Russia are equally beginning to filter to the region. This illegal movement of arms continues to threaten our collective peace and security in the region. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari claimed in late November that weapons from the Ukraine war are showing up in the Lake Chad Basin region where they're helping terrorist groups and making chronic security problems worse. And it's hilarious because they say, this is unsubstantiated. I mean, I would think a statement from the president of Nigeria would be considered substantiated. It's almost like the media, you know, sort of gives up what they mean by substantiated. What they mean by unsubstantiated is they mean that the American intelligence agencies haven't told the media that they can go with this story yet. They haven't informed their media cohorts that they can acknowledge that this is actually happening yet. So therefore, it's unsubstantiated. The only substantiation that the mainstream media in America considers legitimate is when it comes from the American intelligence agencies, who are, of course, engaged in nothing other than manipulation and lies. I mean, that's what they're there for. That's the point of their existence, is the silent information war of propaganda worldwide. So they're the only ones they trust. They're the only ones who can substantiate claims like this, not the president of the country where it's taking place. Pretty incredible. The statement was signed and released by Buhari's special advisor on media and publicity, Fima Adesina, on November 29th. They say it's unsubstantiated, though. Well, we haven't looked. We haven't checked. There's no reason why it shouldn't be true. If anybody would have this authority to know this, it would be the president of the country and the region. But because we haven't looked into it, haven't noticed it, and because it reflects badly on our ill-advised and seemingly infinite warmongering for Ukraine, then we're going to go ahead and say it's unsubstantiated. We're going to throw some water on that fire to try to put out that flame before it gets too big. And of course, they won't even consent to tracking where this money goes. So they know it's perfectly likely that it's going to places like terrorist groups in the Congo, and the money for that is going directly into the pockets of the corrupt Ukrainians that we are funneling this money through. But they won't say that. You just think about that, folks. 5 years worth of Javelin production and 13 years worth of Stinger production. And they're losing the war. We're not going to be able to make up these stockpiles until 2035. For what? And why? Oh, and by the way, you're paying for every missile.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency?
Okay.
Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Objection.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection.
All right, let's move on.
You know, I mean,
and
people care about the First Amendment.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today. December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Just, you know, you gotta wonder. You really gotta wonder how we ended up in a place where the leaders of the world, the controllers, as Huxley called them, seem so universally engaged in destructive behavior. And this, you know, it's the same thing that we talk about all the time here. We get callers and even internally we have these conversations where it's like, you know, Elon Musk is an evil guy. He's evil. We shouldn't be celebrating him. And it's like, you realize that we are in a world where every billionaire, every popular politician, every world leader, every industrial philanthropist is engaged in the open destruction of our very way of life, and openly engaged in depopulation programs. And you get one guy that, even if he's not perfect, actually makes legitimate, tangible moves that move us away from that world and more towards one of freedom. Of course we're going to latch onto that. Of course we're going to celebrate that. Doesn't mean you worship the guy. Like, there's this weird, like, either or, just, there's no spectrum. There's just, it's either side of the coin. Either you hate this person, you think they're the devil incarnate and we have to kill him and destroy him, or you worship at his feet and think he can do no wrong and praise everything he does, like it's God himself speaking to you. And it's like, or they're human beings, or here's an idea. They're human beings with different ideas, and it's okay to celebrate the good people doing the good things. And it's okay to use your own judgment and determine whether somebody is doing a good thing for the sake of doing a good thing or doing a good thing in a, you know, dishonest or, you know, grifting sort of way where they're just taking advantage of, you know, the lack of support that anybody who actually celebrates liberty gets in these times. So I don't know. It's sad that we're at this point. It's sad that we don't have industrialists or billionaires or anybody in any position of power that's actually fighting against what's going on. You get the Elon Musk, you get a Kanye West, you get an Alex Jones, you get, you know, some people here or there actually standing up against it. And you celebrate them, but you also know that they're not perfect and they're likely going to, you know, reveal them, their true selves eventually. Or Donald Trump, right? One of the things, people think that like, Donald Trump was in on it the whole time. Like, have you ever been attacked by these people? Have you ever felt what it's like to have articles written about you that lie about you and to have people believe them and actually change the way they think about you? Do you think this is something that people just do on a whim? Donald Trump's like, oh yeah, demonize me. Demonize me, make me the devil because it's all part of your plan and I'm fine with that. People think Alex Jones being sued is all some big scam. It's like, do you think it's fun to spend half of your waking life trying to fight for your very existence? Is it just a game? You think it's all like winks and nods? All right, we're going to sue you and we're going to destroy your reputation and we're going to investigate you from 1,000 different angles and we're going to surveil you and spy on you all the time. And you're going to pretend that it really sucks, but actually everything's fine and good. But we are going to actually take your money because we need to be able to show the receipts that we are actually destroying you in real time. And you see the people like Donald Trump and Alex Jones just like, yeah, great. Sounds good. Destroy me. That's wonderful. I'll be your sacrificial lamb. Like, some things are real. There is a psychosis on the right side, which is understandable because we get screwed over so much because everybody we trust turns out to be a bad person 99% of the time. So it makes sense. It's like a dog who's been beaten by his owner. It's like, he's not just going to be able to, you know, trot over to you and, you know, lick your face and trust you all of a sudden. He's going to be suspicious of you because all of the humans he's interacted with have beaten him, right? So we're like the beaten dogs, the conservatives, the freedom lovers. We're the abused puppies, who are just scared to show any affection to anybody. But unfortunately, when there is somebody, you know, worth showing affection or worth celebrating, they get demonized even harder by the other half of us that's just scared of embracing anyone. But the reality is that, like, when you go up against these people, they really do turn everyone on you. They really do turn the entire world against you. And, you know, maybe that's the reason that people don't do this. And maybe, you know, Elon Musk is sitting there going, I spent $44 billion. I let all of their friends out of Twitter jail. I'm reinstating, you know, freedom of speech on this global platform of the utmost importance. I'm revealing the internal discussions that show exactly how the First Amendment is being destroyed, and they still hate me and they still call me a weasel and, you know, the Antichrist. Like, why would they help us? Why would anybody help anybody on our side if even the people who help us, we disparage and, you know, don't trust? Like, there's a reason more people don't come on our side. Because even when they do, they get attacked by us for some reason. It's so bizarre. It's so strange. Again, you don't just trust them unwittingly. You don't just become credulous. You know, you should still be incredulous. You should still make them, you know, live up to their statements. But, it's very sad how this entire world is being governed by people who just openly despise humanity, but, you know, Americans, white people in particular. Boy, do they have it out for us. So yeah, it makes sense why people actually sort of gravitate to people who just don't openly despise them. There's a reason a lot of people love Elon Musk. Nobody loves Bill Gates. And they literally don't even care. All right, we'll go out to your phone calls in just a second. But InfoWars has this story. White House dismisses Twitter censoring stories on behalf of Joe Biden as old news. That's what I was saying. It's old news if you think about it, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said during the daily briefing. It's old news. Everybody knew that Twitter censored the Hunter Biden story. That was old news. We are aware of what happened. It's just like, they're like, yeah, we already got away with that. Well, you're bringing up our old crime. We already got away with that crime, actually. So, moving on. Okay, next question, please. They don't care. They couldn't care less. Folks, you have to leave it up to yourself. You have to take your own judgment of these situations. And I would hope that if there's just one singular organization that has not only lived up to our obligation as human beings and Americans to, you know, promote freedom and liberty and not fall into the traps that are set for us continually, I hope that you can recognize the legitimacy of InfoWars. I hope that you can recognize that we get things right a hell of a lot more often than we get things wrong. It's not even close, really. That we will continue to champion free speech for everyone. We will continue to try to celebrate the people helping us and expose the people betraying us. And at the end of the day, we're paying the price for this position we've taken. You can help us sustain ourselves under the attack by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the mega blowout sale. You're getting up to 60% off our top selling products, plus 2x Patriot points, plus free shipping with orders over $50. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today. December 2022 is here. And we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going
to
go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago. I've been on air 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you. And I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Halfway through the program today, so just oodles of news to talk. That should be the name. We're changing the name. It's not American Journal. It's going to be Harrison Smith's Oodles of News. A plethora. An overabundance. I'm laughing because I feel like I'm going crazy because everything is terrible. Everything is terrible. So at least we can refer to all of the news. It's just the utter rape of humanity. At least we can refer to it as oodles and get a nice chuckle, right? Anyway, we'll go to your phone calls now. We are going to show some clips from the Nick Fuentes, Gab McGinnis interview that took place yesterday, since it touched on things a little bit more serious and spiritual than the Alex Jones interview. And I think actually some important points were made, and we'll get into that. Let's go out to your phone calls now. I want to go to Chuck in Toledo. Chuck in Toledo, Ohio, thank you so much for calling in about the conquest of Christianity.
Yeah.
We're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Earlier you said the Methodists just divided themselves, divide and conquer. And when you said the the UK cutting the city in four pieces? They did that after World War II in Berlin. In old ancient maps of Jerusalem, it's cut in four pieces. In old maps of New Orleans, it's cut in four pieces. So the conquest is on. And what's interesting is these, you call them globists, they're really just atheists from ancient days, the Antichrist spirit. It's a divide and conquer. And so the reason they got to get rid of Christianity is because it's the tree of the fruit of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and human rights and all the Western hard and fought for freedom.
Right. The other way around, right? It's the tree that the fruit of all this freedom comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's 2,000 years of history of the struggle. And so I just find it interesting that Jerusalem was cut in four pieces in old ancient maps. And so it seems to be a practice with these guys when they go into their Antichrist mode. But, you know, there's a reason why in America there's 40,000 Christian denominations instead of one.
Right.
So they've been dividing and dividing. And the last time I went to a church, the preacher got out there and tried to tell me Jesus was gay. And I wanted to get up and knock him on his head, but I just bit my teeth and then I didn't go back. But it's just these atheist operatives penetrate everything. And so what we saw with Kanye, you know, on InfoWars, you got to wonder if he just came in to help divide, you know, because he's obviously causing that division.
This is another, like, I get what you're saying, and I totally agree with what you're saying. And actually, Matt, our producer, he chimed in after we were talking about the part about just the way that central bank digital currency and they're dividing up the city into 15-minute blocks. You know, and Matt's point was, you know, they want to destroy God because they want to be gods. You know, they don't want to have anybody, they don't want to, people need an authority. People just subconsciously, we like having some sort of authority, even if it's just a cultural authority that tells us, you know, that's why things like just politeness and etiquette are, you know, so relevant still in humanity and always have the, you know, there's an etiquette to where like people like knowing where they belong, what they should be doing at what certain point, because you don't want to make a fool out of yourself. So it's good to know sort of the rules. We want some sort of authority. And if it's God, then we have a higher authority to answer to. But if they can get rid of God and make themselves the authority, then that authority can be as capricious and, you know, changing as it wants. And it still demands our attention. But like things like, I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right.
I think the other thing too is that I think a lot of the leaders the way they see it is, you know, these automatons that they rule over need to fear something. And if they don't fear God, they need to be fearing being watched
right.
all the time.
Right, right. No, yeah, they think...
By the control grid.
Yeah, yeah. They don't think their fellow human beings are, like, worthy of respect or any, they treat us like cattle. And, like, they talk about humans like they talk about cattle. It's like, well, they need a sheepdog. They need somebody to tell them where to go and what to do. So we can slaughter them.
It's freaking epsilons.
But to get there, they gotta rule the truth. And so that's why yeah. Jesus has gotta go and God's gotta go. So it's this thing called natural law. And, mm-hmm. So they gotta take that away from the youth and that makes, enslaves them in the darkness.
But let me ask,
nonsense,
let me ask, right? Cause I wanted to, you're right, but I wanted to reference what you were saying about Kanye, because like, say what you want about Ye. I think just from my personal observation of him for years, like I've been following what he's been up to and seeing him on, nobody's controlling him. Nobody's telling him what to do. He is in no way a part of some larger plan. I think he is, say what you want about what he says, I don't think he has any agenda higher than I'm going to just go up and tell the truth and spread love in the way that he's trying to spread love. That is, spread love to even the people that the media tells you you're not allowed to love. He's like, screw you, I'm going to love them anyway. And that's what he's trying to do. So I don't know if that's what you're suggesting, Chuck, but like, you know, when people are like, oh, Kanye West is just there to divide people. Like, I don't think Kanye West is going up and going, I'm going to divide people today. And I don't think he's a part of some bigger plan where it's like, you will be a tool in our toolkit. You will play the part of the divider in our greater scheme of things. I mean,
what I'm trying to tell you is that you got your audience and your enemy has their audience. And they set up these little skits within, you know, on your videos to then rebroadcast segments into the anti-InfoWar.
Mm.
And so this game goes on forever in terms of, I guess it's propaganda wars or InfoWars. You know, and one last thing before you let me go. Common Sense Show said there's new laws hidden in the Defense Authorization Bill to take away IP addresses. So you guys better look into it, because if they pull your IP, game over.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that. Thanks for letting us know that. Well, I would like to investigate that. Who'd you said was talking about?
Common Sense Show, the last broadcast he did on YouTube.
Common Sense Show.
He was saying that there's some language hidden in the Defense Authorization Bill. I don't know how to validate that.
All right, yeah, we'll look into it.
If they get that through, we're all going to be delisted.
Very good point. And, of course, they're making moves in that regard anyway. Thank you so much for the call, Chuck. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Daniel in North Carolina who wants to talk about Elon Musk. Thanks for calling in, Daniel. You are on the air.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I wanted to call and agree with you about Elon. From what I've seen, what with him getting his electric semis out here during the diesel shortage, like right on time, and how they're coming after him for basically saying we need more people and we can still be a planet Earth and do more. Like, I think he is a good-hearted guy. The persona he puts out is that he is a normal-ish, you know, lover of the people. But he also has these ideas. He's an idea guy, problem solver, and he's got several deals with DARPA on his Starlink stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like he's a viable option for one of our industrial leaders into the future who's not going to be like, you know, metaverse people.
Yeah. And look, even
we should accept that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. even in your short statement, I'm thinking of so many different ways to take this, because, and one thing, if you look at in the past of America, you had these industrial leaders who clearly thought they were doing right for, you know, the people of the world. They were good-hearted. Their ideas turned out to be kind of creepy and dehumanizing in some ways. Like, if you watch the old presentation of Walt Disney presenting Disney World, which was supposed to be like a self-contained community. It wasn't a theme park. It was like a place for people to live and work. And, you know, it's this 1960 very like, it'll be bright and sunny, but it's like, but also it's all inside, so it'll never rain. And, you know, there will be the subclass of people who will work underground. And like, it's all like kind of very creepy, but at least we used to have industrialists that would put their money, time and energy towards trying to help the American people and in support of our American beliefs, even if the way it came out was maybe not as beneficial as they would have wanted it to be. We'll go to more of your phone calls on the other side. talk a little bit about what else we can learn from Elon Musk, Kanye West, and the other wrong thinkers.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com. I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.video or Infowars.com or Newswars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to Infowarsstore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at Infowars.com, and the support of the fight starts at Infowarsstore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support. Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Harrison Smith here, Infowars.com, band.video. I really don't want to just make this show a constant like we told you so, but darn it if we didn't tell you so. Darn it if it's not just the case that this is what happens when you try to read the news. And it's even like I was talking about in the previous segment where, you know, the White House is just like, this is old news. White House coordinating with Twitter to take down their political opponents. this is old news. Everybody knows this. It's like, yeah, I guess. But we should probably have some action to redress this fact. You can't just brush this off. I mean, I guess this is what it just happens when the people who are being accused are also the ones who run the courtroom, as it were, in the court of public opinion. They just get to go, yeah, but who cares? Yeah, you caught us doing a crime, but frankly, we're not going to pay attention to that. It's like, well, it's not up to you whether there's any, yeah, obviously the criminal doesn't want to, you know, wants to roll his eyes at the exposure of his crime, but you're not the one that gets to decide that. It's up to us, and it's up to Republicans in particular, Republican politicians, but also just the media outlets to not let them get away with this. They're not going to show contrition. They're not going to show shame. They're not going to apologize or beg for forgiveness. It's all about power to them, and they have the power at this point, so they'll try to ignore it. It's up to us to hold them to account. And one of the places that hopefully they're being held to account is with the COVID scam. You know, the disease that they created in a lab that killed millions of people and shut down the entire world and let them reform it into a living air, open air concentration camp. At least Rand Paul is claiming that he's going to hold Fauci to the fire, approaching the appropriate rhetoric, which is not to say Fauci should leave us alone, but rather to say Fauci will be held to account for his crimes. He'll be tried and hopefully convicted. Now, as part of this, there's been an Anthony Fauci deposition. And again, it's stuff that we've known forever. And so part of me is just like, well, what is the point of exposing this if nobody's going to do anything about it? What is the point of presenting your evidence of the crime to a court if they're not going to actually act on that evidence? The other half of me is just shocked that despite the fact that we've been talking about this sort of stuff for literally years, people even in our own sphere don't know this sort of stuff. I saw yesterday so many people, including people like Charlie Kirk and others, who were shocked to find out that Anthony Fauci's daughter worked at Twitter. Shocked. Flabbergasted. They couldn't believe it. Postmillennial has a story. Fauci's daughter worked for Twitter during pandemic. Deposition reveals. The deposition that just took place apparently revealed this fact. Which is kind of odd, because we've been covering this since at least March of 2021. Here's a story from the National Pulse. Fauci's daughter is a software engineer at Twitter, a company which suspends people for disagreeing with her father, published March 3rd, 2021. This is the weird thing. This is the bizarre thing. That you get all these revelations, and it's all stuff that we've known forever, and have told everybody, and I guess it just has never gotten out. I guess it just nobody cares. It's just so bizarre. So strange. So please, folks, share these links. Please share this information. Please tell people about what we're telling you now. Because in 2 years, they're all going to find this out and be shocked by it. But just tell them now what's happening. Inform them today of what's going on. And hopefully we can save ourselves 2 years of suffering and allowing the criminals to get away with it. We'll get more into the deposition a little bit later. We're going to try to bring someone on this week who can help us go through with a fine-tooth comb and identify exactly what is pertinent and what is not. It's like 500 pages of deposition. So we'll go through it and point out some of the things some of the people involved say are important. But we really want to get to the bottom of it, and we'll bring on an expert to talk about that later this week. In the meantime, let's go out to your phone calls. We have Chris in Iowa who wants to talk about Elon and supplements. Thanks for calling in. Chris, you are on the air.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
You hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Great. So, you know, I agree with a lot of what you have to say about Elon, but I think that he's got so much power. And I believe, you know, he wants to take over the government and New World Order. I think that's what he wants. And, you know, I hear everybody talking such good things about Elon. And I just can't get by the fact that he is saying God's words and not using them in quotations. He scares me a lot. How do you feel about that?
I mean, he doesn't scare me. I mean, I'm a lot more scared of people like Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates who are just openly you know, engaged in our destruction. Like that's the other thing. Like there are some people that we know 100%. There's no question about it. These people are part of the plan. And you can see the way they act and the way they're treated and the way they're talked about and the way they, you know, manipulate. And like, it's obvious. And then you look at the way Elon is doing things. It's not in a controlled fashion. It's not in a managed fashion. He seems to be legitimately just doing this stuff. So I trust him as far as I can see his actions, and I make judgments off of that. So again, he's wearing this creepy armor. I don't, maybe that's a sign. Maybe it's not. He's trying to do Neuralink. That's despicable and, you know, completely in line with the dehumanization stuff. The other thing, and I wanted to mention this with the previous caller with Elon, take a look at what is happening with Elon and realize that he is a great example of the fact that these people demand 100% submission to them. Elon Musk is, I mean, if you tack up his good and bad, you know, the pros and cons, and you grade it on different rubrics, right? You say, like, according to the globalist, is Elon a good guy or a bad guy? And you can tack things. I mean, the good pile is extremely high with Elon. He, you know, he's doing Neuralink. They got to love that. Tesla, they're all about electric cars. He is the leader of that. The self-driving cars, another very convenient tool for tyranny. He's helping them with that. The Starlink internet provider, he's been providing it free to the entire country of Ukraine this entire time. He's providing it free all over Iran for this entire time to give the protesters a way to communicate, unlike Apple, who will shut down their communication platforms to stop protesters in China from talking to each other. Elon Musk, the pile of his, you know, pro-globalist scheme plan, you know, attributes, extremely high. But it doesn't matter, because even if you have a single item in the anti-globalist platform, they will try to destroy you. They will use everything they have to go after you and try to destroy you and try to rob you of every red cent, destroy your reputation, and maybe send you to jail. Like, it's a lesson to be learned. It doesn't matter how much you capitulate to these people. It doesn't matter how much you serve them. If you are not 100% in their camp, they despise you and will try to destroy you. And I think that's an important lesson to learn from Elon as well. Quickly, Chris, I do want to move on to another call.
Right. So I work out 7 days a week, and I tell you what, they work so well. The Facial Beat is on par. So thank you guys so much with the great supplements, and always support InfoWars. They are the leaders.
Thank you very much, Chris. I really appreciate that. And yeah, like, I love when people call in and just, I like this Elon, like, yay stuff, because people actually disagree with me a lot and they disagree with each other a lot. And I really don't want this platform to be just like one message over and over. And I also hope the callers that I disagree with understand that, like, you can believe whatever you want. We got different opinions, and that's what makes America great. It's actually what we all, yeah, I think we can all agree on that. So, that's a good starting point. Let's go to David in Mississippi now, who wants to talk about Supreme Court Docket 22380. What is on the docket, David?
Well, that's the docket where they can get rid of all of the Supreme Court, I'm sorry, the Congress, over 380 members. And nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, and this is the problem. Nobody is talking about this. My dad has been keeping up with this. The problem is he sent me TikTok videos about people talking about it, and they never provide anything for me to check, so I never feel comfortable bringing it to air. So please, can somebody point me to where I can read about this? Because apparently there's a Supreme Court case that they say has the ability to essentially overthrow the government and basically claim that several hundred congressmen have their seats through fraud. Explain this, David.
It's going unopposed. The government never responded.
Okay.
And so it's going to Supreme Court on January 6th. Get that.
Right. Yeah, that's the same one my dad's talking about. Yeah.
Right. And you can actually go to the Supreme Court website and just do a quick search of that docket, and it comes right up.
You know what's hilarious? I literally just typed into Google Supreme Court 22380, and the first two are the Supreme Court, and the third is TikTok. It's like I say, this is being discussed on TikTok, but like nowhere else. And I don't use TikTok material if it's not, you know, pertinent and well-sourced. So I'm going to look into that right now. During this break, we'll go to a segment for the first five. You get back, me and David will break this down for you. Stay tuned, folks. Third hour just ahead.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun, via your skin, helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
By opening the floodgates to unfettered free speech, Elon Musk has allowed hate to spread far and fast on Twitter.
While the left whines out another distraction about Matt Taibbi catering to the richest man in the world, what do the Twitter files reveal about the inner workings of, as Taibbi described, a Frankensteinian tale of a human-built mechanism grown out of the control of its designer? By 2020, requests from the New World Order disciples to delete tweets were routine. One executive would write to another, more to review from the Biden team. The reply would come back, handled. Twitter was acting as a wrecking ball of political tech censorship, catering to the corrupt Washington establishment, directly impacting and propagandizing a digital town square, which affected the general welfare of the United States, whose lifeblood is protected by the power and freedom of the First Amendment.
And if it turns out there are a lot of us on this list where the DNC targeted us, and I will quote the immortal words of Joseph Welch when he attacked Bill McCarthy for the enemies list he had. At long last, sir, have you no shame?
Yes.
President Biden, all of your stocky little operatives in the DNC who have targeted American citizens, have you, Mr. President, have all of you at last no shame?
Taibbi points out that both parties had access to these tools. For instance, in 2020, requests from both the Trump White House and the Biden campaign were received and honored. But the overwhelming amount of leftist Marxist cucks staffed at Twitter ensured that Democrat Party requests took the front burner, a fact backed up by the overall donations by Twitter to the Democrat Party reaching 99.73%, or $165,969 to Democrats, while $451 went to Republicans in 2022.
Are you worried about these Twitter files coming out? What was that experience like having Kellyanne, who's always in control of herself, sicking this MAGA trolls on you?
It's terrifying. When you get targeted in some of these ways, it's hard to differentiate between what is somebody just online trying to rattle you and what's a real threat. You see in things like Pizzagate that online conspiracies can mobilize very real and very direct offline violence. I saw those harms. I experienced those harms. And now it was those harms through a mainstream news outlet being held up in the Oval Office by the former president of the United States. And that is deeply terrifying.
What does appear to be illegal to the point of treason is that a false narrative of possible foreign hacks supposedly behind the Biden laptop debacle was manufactured by Silicon Valley, the media, and the DNC.
Well, we know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's been clear for well over a year now that they've been pushing this false narrative about the vice president and his son.
According to internal emails, there was zero evidence of foreign interference occurring. What did occur was a meltdown of internal Twitter censorship spearheaded by top Twitter management, with the result of ultimately burying a critical story under false pretenses in order to sway popular opinion and alter the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. In retrospect, we now know that, as the New York Post reported, nearly 4 of 5 Americans who've been following the Hunter Biden laptop scandal believe that truthful coverage would have changed the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. And an even higher number, 81%, said U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland should investigate the laptop. Not only have Twitter employees like Head of Legal, Policy and Trust Vijaya Gadde and Trust and Safety Chief Joel Roth proven that they willingly altered the 2020 U.S. presidential election, but they have demonstrated that Silicon Valley, the Mockingbird media, and the corruption in Washington is an occupying force and a direct threat to the stability and the future of the United States of America.
This cyber insurrection is what I'm calling it. It's an assault on this country, and it's borderline treason if you think about what the executives did.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. Third hour of today's program has begun. We're going to show some videos of the Ye West interview with Gavin McGinnis here in just a second. We'll talk a little bit more about the Fauci deposition. If we can have time to get to it, we'll spend time later this week on that for sure. Have some pretty big political news and stuff as well. But we got a caller about something that's been talked about quite a bit in the forbidden reaches of the internet. And something I'd heard of, but I haven't covered since I can find no... Basically, I can't find any information about it that is not either a TikTok video or a meme. So I don't cover that sort of stuff. But a lot of people are talking about this, and it does have, you know, something is happening. There is a Supreme Court case that has been progressed. I'll give you the latest here. From the SupremeCourt.gov, here's the actual docket. The number is 22-380. It's Rayland J. Brunson versus Alma S. Adams et al. And actually the respondents are basically every single congressperson, more or less. Petition for the writ of certiorari. Questions presented. A serious conflict exists, it says, between decisions rendered from this court and lower appeals courts, along with constitutional provisions and statutes, in deciding whether or not the trial court has jurisdiction to try the merits of this case. This case uncovers serious national security breach that is unique and is of first impression, and due to the serious nature of this case, it involves the possible removal of the sitting president and vice president of the United States, along with members of the United States Congress, while deeming them unfit from ever holding office under federal, state, county, or local governments found within the United States of America. And at the same time, the trial court also has the authority to be validated by this court to authorize the swearing in of the legal and rightful heirs for president and vice president of the United States. In addition, there are two doctrines that conflict with each other found in this case affecting every court in the country. These doctrines are known as the doctrine of maximum of equitable maxim and the doctrine of object principle of justice equitable maxim, created by this court, which the lower court used to dismiss this case, sets in direct violation of the object principle of justice, also partially created by this court and supported by other appeals courts and constitutional provisions. But again, they claim that this lawsuit may very well result in the removal of not just the president and vice president, but of the swearing in of the, as they put it, rightful heirs, and of 385 members of Congress. So, again, we have to go to Twitter, and a somewhat smaller follower actually posted this information, but the information does seem legit. Set for the 6th of January, 2023, conference date. If 4 of 9 justices agree, the case will be heard in full. SCOTUS 22-380, Brunson versus Biden, Harris, Pence, and 385 members of Congress. So on November 30th, this case received an update. It was marked as distributed for conference of 1-6-23. So this was, I guess, filed or legitimately made its way to the Supreme Court on October 6th. On October 20th, there was a petition of writ of certiorari. On November 23rd, a waiver of right of respondent, United States, to respond filed, which is what our caller David was referencing, that they had a chance to respond and decided to waive that right. And so on November 30th of this year, just about a week ago, it was distributed for conference as of 1-6-2023, which means that it will be discussed in their conference on the 6th of January. Now, the crew was running around during that break and found this from the actual petitioner, the person who filed the lawsuit. Brunson Bros Drain the Swamp is the name of this article. It's from RaylandBrunson.com, R-A-L-A-N-D, Brunson.com/history/history HTML. It says, currently there are two lawsuits identical to each other. The first one, filed by Loy Brunson, is still held up in the Utah federal court. The second one, filed by Raylan J. Brunson, has made its way to the Supreme Court of the United States, docket number 22-380, where 9 justices in conference will vote. There are only 4 needed to move to a hearing. So it hasn't received a hearing yet. They'll look at it and determine whether or not it has any validity and where to go from there. But getting it to this point is a pretty big deal in and of itself. Both lawsuits include defendants President Biden, Harris, former VP Pence, and 385 members of Congress for breaking their oath of office by voting against the proposition that came from members of Congress to investigate the claims that there were enemies of the Constitution who successfully rigged the election. Both lawsuits are about the defendants breaking their oath of office. In other words, they have sworn, solemnly sworn, or affirmed that I will support the defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The question they ask, how can you support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Answer, you investigate. If there are claims that there is a threat, even if you don't believe there is a threat, you investigate. How else can you determine if there's a threat unless you investigate? You can't. Were there claims of a threat to the Constitution? Yes. Where did these serious claims come from? 100 members of Congress. What was the threat? That there were enemies of the Constitution who successfully rigged the 2020 election. Is this lawsuit about a rigged election? No, it's about members of Congress who voted against the investigation, thereby thwarting the investigation. Was this a clear violation of their oath? Yes. The relief that Loy and Rayland are seeking, the defendants be permanently removed from public office and not allowed to hold a public office ever again. Again, pretty lofty goals you have there. So, I mean, that's what we know so far about this is they're attempting to sue the members of Congress for not upholding their oath by abrogating or ignoring their constitutional obligation to investigate the claims of malfeasance during the 2020 election, which of course is what the protest on January 6th was all about. And ironically, the protest on January 6th, because there was a mysterious bomb threat and because it got out of control, the people who actually were going to vote for that 10-day pause and waiting period so they could investigate the claims decided to reverse their decision, reverse their vote, and actually voted against it. Okay. Again, none of this makes any sense, but this has been going on since at least March of 2021. You can see it's made its way. One of them through the Utah Supreme Court, the other one making its way to the Supreme Court of the United States. And it will be discussed in conference on the 6th of January, where if I was a betting man, I'd put money on this lawsuit dying, unfortunately. I doubt it gets out of this conference. I don't know how legitimate this this claim is. But of course, this was the same or sort of a similar argument that was made by Stuart Rhodes during his defense during his trial, where he was saying that it doesn't even matter about the claims of voter fraud, because there were literally hundreds of claims of voter fraud by people who, you know, signed an affidavit, were willing to go to prison if it was proved that they were lying. Like, these people were telling the truth and they were making claims of their personal direct observation of the law being broken. But none of those got actually looked at by a court. All of those were dismissed out of hand and ignored completely. But it doesn't even matter, because even if the mail-in ballot program worked perfectly and wasn't taken advantage of, the mail-in ballot program itself is unconstitutional. The Constitution has provisions about how you conduct elections. State constitutions have provisions about how you conduct elections. Those were violated. Those were circumvented. They did it under the claim of emergency, which allows them to do away with certain laws, do away with certain rights. Well, it's an emergency, so, you know, you can't go outside anymore. They use this claim of emergency because of the COVID-19, which, by the way, they created in a lab and released on purpose. So, I mean, this was all part of one big plan, one big giant conspiracy that took place here. But essentially, they made changes to the electoral process that were unconstitutional. So whether it was the certification that was unconstitutional or the voting program itself and the mail-in ballots being allowed, being unconstitutional, the entire 2020 election was, in no uncertain terms, entirely extra constitutional, unconstitutional, not in line with the governing laws of this country. There should be some sort of redress to this. That's guaranteed in, wait for it, the Constitution.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
One of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes. Infowars.com/crypto.
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Objection.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
People care about the First Amendment.
And in the cryptocurrency page, people can give to you in Bitcoin.
Yes.
Yes.
Ethereum, right?
Yes.
As well as XRP, Monero, Litecoin, USD Coin, Dogecoin, and Stellar.
This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Thanks to your donations and your support at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars is able to broadcast free worldwide, combating the lies of the Great Reset.
Give crypto, fund InfoWars.
Donate now, InfoWars.com/crypto.
December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll go out to your phone calls once again before the end of the show. But I want to get some of these videos from Ye West and his interview with Gavin McGinnis that premiered yesterday on censored.tv. Behind a paywall, by the way. Paywall. It's just not InfoWars style, I guess you could say. Freedom of information. There's a reason why a live free-to-air broadcast of Kanye West has had a much, much bigger impact than this one. But we're only able to do stuff like that because you go to InfoWarsStore.com. You keep us on the air. You keep us fighting back. You keep us as a platform for all opinions, no matter how you feel about them. This is what makes America great. It's supposed to be a mature understanding of what free speech is. But we don't have that anymore. However, Ye was, I guess, a little bit more, I don't know. You can come to your own conclusions about all this stuff. We'll just play some of these clips and I'll give what I think is going on here. Let's start with clip number 24. Start with the last one here. Ye says that Jesus loves everyone and goes on to get super specific. Let's watch.
You know, Jesus loves everyone. The Bible says, do not judge. But we can call our Christian brothers and say, are you following the words of Christ? So I love everyone. I love black, white, straight, gay, rich, poor, Jewish, that follow God, Zionist Jews, Nazis, slave masters, slave owners, record owner, record labels. The Joe Francis that was involved with the sex tape. I love everyone. The doctor that performed the final plastic surgery on my mom, my cousin that was watching my mom. I love everyone. That is what leaning into God is, and that's the only way we cure the world, is by loving. Now, as far as setting up the rules of the country, this is a Christian country, and the rules of the country will be based on the Bible. We're going to realign, we're going to align the Constitution with the Bible and update it, and we're in the process of doing that right now.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty perfect way to end the interview.
So that was a, sort of the last clip of the interview, but I think it does a pretty good job of sort of the, what I came to realize was the spirit that Kanye West was attempting to expose people to. I said the same thing. When you first hear the comment, you're like, oh God, he's saying he loves Hitler. Gee, oh man, this is really bad. But then you hear it in totality. And he's choosing Hitler and the Nazis specifically as the people that you're not supposed to love in this country, despite the fact that I agree with him that Jesus says to love everybody, even the sinners, even the worst people in the world, like tax collectors. You're supposed to love them like Jesus did. Doesn't mean you support what they do. That's another sort of misconception people have about Jesus. They go, he hung out with whores and tax collectors. And it's like, yeah, when they stopped doing those things, yeah, when they decided to leave their old life of sin behind and follow Jesus, he would hang out with them, and he'd hang out with them before that to try to get them to do that. But he wasn't like encouraging their bad behavior. I think that's a pretty distinct distinction, obviously. And I think one of the things that they, I don't know if they get to the heart of it, but they certainly get deeper into the chest of this, which is something that like shouldn't be and isn't controversial whatsoever, which is just that Judaism is not Christianity. It's like weird that you have to say that, but these are two different religions, which means they have different moral values. It's not controversial. Islam's a different religion as well. They might worship some form of the same God or some different perspective of the same divine being, but there are different. I mean, why do you think they killed Jesus? Because he was saying all the stuff they already believed, or because he was laying down a new covenant that was so radically different than the old one that they saw it as a threat to their continued existence? Like, Jesus wouldn't have been anything if he just got up and just said, everything you're doing, keep doing it, you're good. Like, literally everything he said, he would start off by saying, here's the old rule, here's my new rule. I say all the time that the stand-up joke about, like, of course they killed Jesus. What would they do to me if I just walked into the DMV and went, nobody needs driver's licenses. I'm in charge now. I'm changing the law to something else. It's like, that was the point of Jesus. So, you know, if you know Jewish people, like, this is not a controversial thing. This is not an unheard of thing. And I have a lot of examples for it, but let's go back to these clips. Let's go to clip number 12, where Ye is talking to Jewish people about forgiveness. Let's watch.
Love Jews, but you're canceled for anti-Semitism because you also love Hitler, but you love everyone equally. Good guys and bad guys.
Yeah, Jewish people can't tell me who I can love and who I can't love. You can't say, you can't force your pain on everyone else. Jewish people, forgive Hitler today. Let it go. Let it go. And stop trying to force it on other people. Good night.
Shit could get menacing, frightening.
So, I mean, it's one of those things that's like, forgiveness is obviously a paramount Christian virtue. And it's not for the other person's sake. It's for your sake, right? And every you know, real Christian sort of understands this. When you're holding on to hate, when you're holding on to something somebody did to you one time, it's your own soul that's being damaged. It's your own, it's a barrier you yourself are throwing up between you and Jesus, or you and God, because you're holding on to this nastiness. The other person doesn't have to ask for forgiveness. They don't have to, it doesn't benefit them. It benefits you. So you forgive that person. Now that's straight from Jesus Christ, right? Turn the other cheek. That was one of the radical new ideas that Jesus Christ came up with, just like the golden rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That was Jesus Christ. And he said, that's like the whole of my message. So, I mean, I don't know. Is forgiveness a virtue in Judaism? I honestly don't know. I would be inclined to think not, since that was, you know, one of the things that Jesus came up with that, you know, they killed him for. So if he's saying things they agree with, I don't know why they'd kill him. We got more of these videos, but they're all a little bit longer, so we'll save them for the next segment. Let's try to get in quickly. Aaron in Chicago, we only have a couple seconds left, but you are on the air about the Gavin Yeh interview. Aaron in Chicago.
Well, Censored.tv does it again. First, I want to talk about Yeh on Censored, where he gives a stunner of an interview by Gavin McInnes. Gavin's interview with Yeh was more structured than the disjointed Alex Jones one. Highly recommend subscribing to Censored.tv. I mean, what's $10 when it comes to saving our culture, right? Also on Censored, there's an episode of Get Off My Lawn with Gavin from a few days ago, Harrison, called Rotten Tomatoes, where, get this, he played a clip from Mine and Your Phone Call from American Journal.
Oh, did he really?
Yep.
Where we talked
about the Trump and Yeh dinner. Cool, huh?
Oh, man. Well, we're all fans of each other here on the on the Dissident Right. More on the other side. Thanks for that call, Aaron.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
Because one of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight. Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection.
All right, let's move on.
You know what I mean?
And
people care about the First Amendment.
December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com. Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So, again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, band.video. It's The American Journal. Support us by going to InfowarsStore.com. We have just a ton of fantastic supplements on sale there for up to 60% off, plus you're getting double Patriot points, plus free shipping on all orders over $50. InfoWarsStore.com. What's $10 a month? I don't know. A monthly supply of Knockout? That's the question Aaron asked about Censored.TV. And yes, it was a little bit more controlled, the discussion between Gavin McGinnis and Ye West and Nick Fuentes. But to be fair, they got a little bit of a heads up, didn't they? After seeing the InfoWars interview, they could have been a little bit more prepared than perhaps Alex was for some of the revelations made during the live broadcast on that program. But let's get back into some of these clips. Let's go first, clip number 17. They call this a rationalized anti-Semitic ideology, which he believes is logical. Again, we'll get into why this is. Just the reactions to this is so absurd when you look at the modern world. But let's take a look now at clip number 17.
What happens when you have a media that atheist, religious, Jewish, doesn't practice those things? They tend to create pornography. MindGeek, OnlyFans, owned by Jews. I don't think that's a coincidence. Catholics would never start businesses like that. Catholics would never... They would never run TMZ. They would never run.
Well, religious people wouldn't. Muslims would never start something like that. They don't believe in Christ. True. It's religious people versus atheists. And I agree with you that you have to revere Christ to be in the West. But I think the idea of everyone in America believing in Jesus Christ mm-hmm. is a pipe dream. Mm-hmm. That's never going to happen. But
that doesn't mean that Jesus isn't king. Just because you don't believe in Jesus doesn't mean Jesus still believes in you. Even if you don't believe in Jesus, Jesus still believes in you.
Yes. But in Death of the West, Buchanan seems to say, you have to at least respect Christ. Like, say you move to Japan. The three of us moved to Japan.
You can tell where he's going from there, right? You don't have to believe in the emperor, but you respect that they do. And so you should just show respect for that. But again, I just find this whole conversation so strange because there are countries in this world, first world countries, very important ones, number one allies of the United States, that have these types of laws. And these types of discussions take place all of the time, and it's not that big of an issue, right? Israel is a Jewish state by declaration, by law, forever. They want for it to be a Jewish state, and they make arguments against, like, democracy. They're like, well, if we have democracy, then, you know, Muslim people might outnumber us, and then we wouldn't be a Jewish state anymore. So we got to, you know, it's more important that we maintain our identity as a Jewish state. It's more important to do that than it is to serve democracy. Now, to be clear, I think it's kind of creepy the way Israel does it. I think it's kind of creepy there's like blood tests and like you have to prove that you're a certain ethnicity to be able to do certain things. And that I think that's creepy and weird and wrong. It's one of the reasons I'm not the biggest fan of our greatest ally, the only democracy in the Middle East. I mean, it's got some weird strictures that I don't agree with. And maybe these are the same strictures that Fuentes and Ye are talking about, in which case I'd be against them. But again, it's strange that this conversation goes from we're a Christian country, we should have Christian morals. Let's just change out the words, right? If you're talking to an Israeli politician, they wouldn't be shy about it. They wouldn't feel the need to couch it. They wouldn't be confronted with the absurdity of demanding that everybody believe your religion. They're like, no, it's fine. You can be Muslim. You can be Christian. We have all sorts of people. You can be atheist. You can be all sorts of people in Israel. It's still a Jewish country. We're still going to have Jewish guidance to our laws. We're still going to be ruled by Jews, and Jews are going to be in charge, and Judaism is going to be the state religion. All those other people can still live here and exist here, but they have to respect the fact that we're a Jewish nation. Like, just do that, but for Christianity, and suddenly it's the Holocaust. Suddenly it's the worst thing you can possibly say. It's white supremacy. It's Christian nationalism. It has to be prevented on all, you know, at all fronts. It's just hypocrisy. Again, I don't really land on either side of this because I think it's creepy the way Israel maintains its Jewish superiority. I don't want that in this country, and I'm not about to, you know, bow to some Pope in Vatican who wants to rule over me. But that's not what they're suggesting. What they're suggesting is perfectly reasonable because it exists now in other countries. No problem. No issues. So I don't know. It's just very weird how it goes, you know, from I think we should have a Christian nation to, well, we can't have everybody believe. Not every single person is going to believe in Jesus. That's not possible. It's like, well, that's not what he's saying. That's what you're saying. So what? It's just kind of strange. Let's go to clip number 21 here. Here's Ye on Elon Musk and Ben Shapiro. Clip 21.
And I said, bro, you know, what is the point of having all of that, you know, money and all of that intelligence to go in and you buy Twitter? And they're like, we're going to bankrupt you and pull all of the advertisement unless you bow to the Jewish people. And that's something that I'm just not willing to do. And then Ben Shapiro is running this narrative that I'm going to kill myself, right? And he's like, oh, due to his mental health, he's going to kill himself. That way, if they did attempt to kill me or kill me like they killed Michael Jackson or JFK, Aaron Carter, the guy who wanted to talk to me, about the Harley Pasternak situation. If they did do that, they would say, oh, it's Ye's mental health. So it's like, how many times do I have to prove, or how many times do I have to do something like so miraculous for people to see that it's brilliance and it's not mental health? Like me wearing a mask gives me this ability to not have to worry about showing my face so I can think about what I'm saying and I can channel. When you load up a picture of Mike.
Here's the Ben Shapiro tweet, and he made these statements on a show as well. Ye is clearly suffering from a mental breakdown. It's an act of cruelty to have him on air at this point. He needs treatment, not a spotlight. Which again sounds an awful lot like Harvey Pasternak, right? Again, a lot of people say things I disagree with. A lot of people say things that I find abhorrent and despicable. We're going to go to a clip in the next segment that I find one of the most horrific things I've ever heard anybody say in the media. Just absolutely abominable. But I don't think the guy's crazy. I know he's not crazy. I know he doesn't have mental health issues. Why would I try to put that on him unless I was just being dishonest about it? I can never imagine, because obviously Ben Shapiro just wants Kanye to shut up. And the way he's phrasing that is, he's got mental health. I'm helping him for his own good. I'm a hero, and I just want to shut you up for your own good. I know better than you, and I just think you need to be institutionalized and lobotomized and turned into a zombified pill addict for your own good because you're saying bad things about my people. It's just like, that's sick. And in terms of, you know, what he's saying to Elon Musk, again, we're in this just weird sort of situation where you've got organizations like the ADL – you know, having veto power over Twitter, they get to say who gets to be deleted from Twitter and who doesn't. They are not an unaffiliated group. They are not just a group of do-gooders of all race, colors, and creed. They are a Jewish group. It's B'nai B'rith. It's like it is a Jewish organization saying we demand that you take down people who oppose us on, you know, justified by or, you know, with the excuse of our, you know, ethnic prerogatives. So again, it's like you're supposed to, they're sitting there going, we're Jewish, and because we're Jewish, we have a responsibility to demand that this type of talk not happen anymore, and we want to stop you, us, our Jewish organization. And then you go, oh, that Jewish organization's stopping. It's like, whoa, you're saying? Whoa, what are you saying? You anti-Semite? Like, you can't have it both ways. So again, I don't, like, land on either side of this, except that I don't like the ADL. Love Jews. Love Jewish people. My own life and the people I know, love them. Wonderful people. A lot of my Jewish friends get what's going on a lot more than a lot of my Christian friends who seem just to sort of watch a lot of Netflix and not do anything else. My Jewish friends are building families. But I hate the ADL, but the ADL are scumbags that are censoring everyone. And they're saying that they represent all Jews.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. Now, with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today. December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
folks. Final segment of The American Journal here on InfoWars.com. We move on from Ye West and Nick Fuentes on the Gavin McGinnis program. And instead talk about actual hate, actual real life religious ethnic hatred on display. See, Kanye West has had billions of dollars taken from him. He's lost his family. They threatened to institutionalize him, threatened to put him in jail. He has been blacklisted on any and every mainstream platform. He's lost brand deals and all sorts of stuff for saying that that he was going to go DEFCON 3 on Jews, whatever that means. Still have to laugh. That was over a couple tweets. Couple tweets where he said, Jews are doing this to me. Despite the fact that you had Jews saying, we're Jews and we're doing this to them. I mean, okay. All right. Now, very anti-Semitic. He said he loves Hitler. Of course, he said he loved everybody and said he loved Hitler and loves Nazis and loves Zionists and loves Jews. But it's the Hitler part we're focusing on here. And that's anti-Semitism. That's unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. How dare he? Compare those clips to this clip we're about to see, clip number two. Here's a famously depressed YouTuber, Ethan Klein, basically, I don't even know how to put this. He's talking about murdering Jesus Christ and saying he would do it again. Let's watch.
Doing my part. So you could sit in your parents' basement and cry about it.
Yeah.
And I'd do it again. Give me the spear.
Uh-oh.
I'll do it again.
You're going to piss off the weird hysterical nerds, dude.
Good.
The weird hysterical. Let's just pause it right there. Right? This is the way. Okay, so.
Piker, the worst.
He's better than Ethan Klein in this clip. You'd think he'd be the worst. He's better than Ethan Klein. He's the one. The whole time, Ethan Klein's going farther and farther and. Cenk's nephew, I can't remember what's his name. Cenk's nephew was like, no, I don't know. Like, I don't know. He actually, you know, I guess that's the bar now. Like, if you don't actively celebrate the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and mock it and say you'd want to do it again, I guess that's the bar he's passed. I guess that's where we are now. But again, you know, just like the hatred, it's just oozing off of them, right? They just despise Americans. They despise Christians. They despise white people. Like, it's oozing out of their every pore. I don't get that sense from Kanye West. I don't get that, you know, like, he's saying things that are untoward, that are not exactly polite, that, you know, you don't hear on the media. But you don't get this sense of just like, oh, now they're going to cry about it in their mother's basement. If you care about me insulting your religion and your race, you're just a basement dwelling idiot, you spoiled brat, whatever Hassan just called him. Right? Just this like dismissive, just open hatred. This is what real hatred looks like. You can really see it oozing out of their every pore. But again, you just have to stop it because it's like, you're supposed to not hurt these people's feelings. These people, these are the feelings that you're not supposed to hurt when they insult you to your face and then go, oh, what are you going to do? Cry about it in your mom's basement, you mouth-breathing idiot. It's just like, oh, but I should respect you. Like, it's a two-way street. But let's keep going with this clip.
No, he's not going to. That'd be funny if he got banned.
No, I'm not going to get that.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Same thing. No, no shot.
It'd be so funny if he got banned for being anti-Christian.
It's up there.
If someone could do it, it's Ethan. He'll find a way.
I'll do it again.
Okay.
I liked it the first time, and I'll do it again, Nick. I'm getting on a call with all of my Jewish brothers and sisters.
There's 30 minutes left. I really want to make Dan proud. Let's.
You know what I'm planning this Christmas?
No.
A mock execution of Jesus Christ.
No.
Dedicated to Nick Fuentes.
Oh, it's hilarious. That's so funny. I mean, I guess you can see why the guy's so miserable all the time. Anyway. If Jesus were here on the cross, I'd spear him. Give me the spear. I'll effing do it again. You know, well, you go crying about it. You know, it's one thing if you are, like, obviously he's never going to say this about Muhammad, right? He would never say anything even close to this type of thing about Muhammad because he's scared, right? Because he'd be scared of Muslims killing him, obviously. Now, if you were to go to Iran, if you were to go to Saudi Arabia and say this type of thing about Muhammad, that's bravery. That's like, I mean, it's not good necessarily, but at least it's like, holy crap, here's a guy who's standing up against a religious power structure, mocking their savior, knowing that he might die for it, right? Like, that's incredible. Or even, you know, the people who publish the magazines and the cartoons of Muhammad in France, when their office gets bombed, and then they're just like, you know what, we're going to do
Charlie
it again.
Hebdo.
Charlie Hebdo. Like, you can't stop us. We have free speech. That's like empowering. It's spitting in the face of an overwhelming power. This feels like something else. This feels a lot more like somebody who knows they're totally untouchable, who knows that if you even slightly contradict or insult his religious ethnicity, you will be destroyed in this country, and he's mocking you for that. And he's explaining to everybody, we're in charge, we can mock whoever we want, we can denigrate and even, you know, threaten to do a mock execution of your savior, and there's nothing you can do about it, and nobody will stand up for you, and nobody will punish me, and we run this country. I mean, that's what it feels like to me. That's what that felt like to me. It feels like somebody who's a sheikh in Yemen, who's like a religious authority in Mecca, mocking Jews and going, you know, oh, what are you going to do about it? We run Mecca. It's like, this isn't an example of somebody speaking truth to power. This is an example of somebody exerting their power on everybody else, spitting in your face, stepping on your neck and going, who's in charge? Who's in charge right now? It's obviously not the Christians, or you wouldn't say stuff like this.
Do you think Klein looks like a literal pig demon?
I mean,
he does. If you just look at his face, like that screenshot we've got in that InfoWars article.
Yeah, I mean, he's like disgusting inside and out.
That's the face he makes every day when he's just chowing down on pizza and nachos and hamburgers.
Look, the dude's a multimillionaire. He's an incredibly well-known celebrity. He talks to all sorts of important people in his everyday life. But he's got to look at himself when he looks in the mirror. He's got to see his own face looking back at him when he looks in the mirror. So we feel sorry for this guy. We pray for Ethan Klein. We don't hate him. That's what Christianity is. This is me putting my Christianity on display here. Honestly, I don't.
Do you forgive him?
Of course. I'm not going to let him upset me. This guy, he's going to upset me. He's going to make me like feel bad about something. No. This is a member of the ruling class, mocking and belittling their subjects and pointing out that there's nothing that anybody can do to stop them, because they'll destroy your life if you even dare to speak up against it. But the other thing about this is he puts it on as a joke, right? He's claiming that he's making a joke. You'd never make that joke about Muhammad. He would never make that joke about victims of the Holocaust. Nick Fuentes wouldn't even make that. Kanye West wouldn't make that joke. I'll do it again. I'll shove him in the oven myself. Like, whoa, what? No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, you can't say that.
Forgiveness.
Of course.
I've forgiven Hitler.
I mean, look, you can't.
Prerequisite.
You can't, Kanye
baptizing me.
But look, the point of this is that it's not a joke. The point of this is that people like Ben Shapiro, when asked in all seriousness during an interview what he thought about Jesus Christ, who he thought Jesus Christ was, Ben Shapiro said, I think he was a petty criminal. So I think he was a charlatan and a petty criminal. All that means is that he agrees with the people in the Bible who put Jesus to death. That's what that means. That's what they thought too. They thought he was a petty criminal that deserved the punishment the petty criminals got, which at the time was death. So you can couch this as a joke, but it's not a joke. It's not a joke in the slightest. This is actually what a lot of these people believe. And it's despicable and it's sick. And they're mocking us and spitting us and spitting in our faces and then demanding that we bend over backwards and not hurt their feelings. This is not a Christian Jewish thing. I like to believe that there's way more Jews out there that are disgusted at what Klein just said than actually agree with it. But it's not about agreeing or disagreement. It's about power. and they have the power to say this sort of stuff because they know it's not a Christian country anymore, and they know that you can't do anything to push back. Except we can, because we will argue against it. We will point out their evil, their, you know, base disgustingness, because we have InfoWars.com. Keep us on the air, folks. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure that somebody in this country has the power to actually speak their minds and not be censored by the Ethan Kleins of this world.
I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more, and keep us on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American coffee blend has sold out. BioTrue Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Supermel Vitality, and so much more. So you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with. Get a great deal. And keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com. December 2022 is here, and we are proud and very excited to announce that free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. But we've signed a new deal with a big national shipping company, and they're able to cut our regular shipping cost by up to 50%. So that means even on orders that are below $50, you're going to be paying way lower than you were previously. This is a game changer. We're so excited about it. Our listeners had really asked for free shipping again. We couldn't afford it before, but by moving to a bigger national distributor, we're able to do it. So now your orders will be shipped even faster, the same great customer service and more. So get huge discounts and free shipping on so many great items at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want to thank you all for your support, but now there's no excuse to boost your immune system, lead a healthier life, and keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.